Once I got away from football and just kind of figured out what was best for me and my family, I just wasn't ready to hang it up yet. Figured, you know, I need to give it one more shot and was ready to go. But it was a tough decision. It was something that I definitely had to sit back and think about what was right for not only for myself but for my family. And we ended up making the right decision, I think.
What was the thing that kept pulling you back?
What's that?
What was the thing that kept pulling you back to want to come back for the 12th year?
Well, I mean, you know, first off, I wasn't sure if I wanted to retire or not. And once I got away from it and got back to training and stuff, realized that wasn't an option. And then, of course, you know, then the whole restructuring thing came around. It was just one of those deals I had to make the best decision for me and my family. And at the end of the day, you know, I've said since day one that I wanted to bring a championship to the state of Minnesota. And for me, if that's something that I got to give back, you know, $2 million to do, I'd gladly do it.
So you were never tempted to test the market?
I mean, I thought about it. But I think for me, one of my morals is being loyal. And I wanted to be loyal to this organization. But I also had to do what was right for me and my family, and the right thing for me and my family was to come back here.
Is there any sense of that they weren't loyal to you when they asked you to take a $2 million pay cut?
I don't really think about it that way. I mean, it's a business, and this business is very cutthroat, and there's a lot of business moves that, you know, even the guys up in the front office, they don't always want to do, but it's just part of the business that they have to do. And so, you know, I don't really have any animosity towards them. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it was a decision that I had to make for me and my family. It was a decision that really rested solely upon me. You know, I had the option of not coming back, but at the end of the day, it is the place that I wanted to be.
Brian, while you were practicing, I'm sure you haven't heard this, but the NFL finally resolved its anthem policy. Essentially, you have the choice as a player to stay in the locker room and not come out, or you can come out, but if you kneel, you're going to get fined. I'm curious, as a veteran, would you even consider, you know, the choices there other than what you've done all along?
No, I'm a guy that I love this country that I've grown up in, that I'm a part of. I think we have the greatest country in the world. And for me, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to stand up for that flag. But at the same time, our military has fought for those freedoms to allow those guys to have that decision. And whether we agree or disagree with what their decision is, it doesn't matter. That's not part of it. That's their freedom to do what they want to do. And me personally, I'm going to go out. I'm always going to stand for the flag, and I'm always going to, you know, pay respect to it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.